This is Hitan's response dated Saturday, November 19th, 4:48 p.m. to Ann Forbes. In reply to your urgent request, I will try to respond in such a way as to put the other person on the defensive, Ann. What in the world would an elite club member, Harvard professor, be doing writing about alien abductions? That in itself is the big number one, much less of psychiatry. No, I won't tell you the terms of any agreements between Earthians, Shans, and alien visitors. There are no agreements which involve abductions with any of us. Any participation is due only through contract. Almost all of the so-called abductions are simply mental games, and if you ones don't face that, you are destined to be wiped out by operations like Bluebeam. There are beings on your place from other places which responded to cries of help. For instance, there are beings which can synthesize fuel. However, the crashes always describe craft as having this, that, and bathrooms. If you synthesize, you don't require elimination. So the lie is apparent right up front. Also, in talking about crashes, such as in New Mexico, it is interesting to note that the entire craft was supposed to have been incinerated, except for the recognizable body parts, such as anus, penis, etc. This is pure garbage and hogwash. There are many crosses between what you call little grays and some of the Khazarian, now recognized as Jewish people. Shamir is a prime example. However, these beings have been on Earth for a long time and worked with the elite Jewish element in Germany and elsewhere before and during the Second World War. None of the stories about upgrading races is true. None. You do not upgrade from lesser stock. The reason man of Earth is so violent is due to the fact that the elements least accepted in other planetary systems, misfits, Lucifer's fallen tribes, who were totally oriented to the physical manifestation, are isolated on such planets. If there are Harvard professors making book on abductions and they are from the psychiatric fields, they are either one, nuts, or two, disinformation, misinformation speakers, writers. I want you to think about Gunther Rosbacher a minute. He was made to think he had done an ungodly mission in Southeast Asia when he never went farther than the clinic isolation booth. There are no agreements which allow any alien to take or mistreat any human. It is not done, and it is totally against cosmic law. By the way, aliens capable of such distance travel do not loosely break cosmic law. Most of the aliens who actually come from Reticulum Zeta 1 and 2 are nice little beings working in research on frequency and light waves for capability of evacuation.
Hold a second here. Thank you.
I'll back up just a bit. Most of the aliens who actually come from Reticulum Zeta 1 and 2 are nice little beings working in research on frequency and light waves for capability of evacuation if necessary. Most of the beings seen are robotics, oriented with perhaps one living being. These are contractual arrangements on an individual basis. There are some aliens scattered among you, over 2 million, but they fit right in to the crowd. These are mostly from Pleiades constellation, which is much bigger than your solar system, and are there because they are the most like you and will be the ones who prepare for alien landings of your kind of humanoid races and to tell the damn truth so you ones stop taking in all this garbage. Only satanic forces utilize flesh and blood, and you will find they are locked within your atmosphere and mostly earthbound at best. There is only one way off Earth, and that is via our ships or soul release through physical death. Your craft can make it to the moon, but not much farther. Nobody out here has any need to liberate, study, or do much of anything with your primitive species. Agreements have been in accordance with galactic law and missions. This is in response to the technological danger you have placed upon your planet and species, and the agreements mostly have to do with beings able to work on our mission without interference in a very measurable way of bringing truth through non-interference. There are species in the universe, of course, who are very different, but they are not given to painful encounters without medicine, anesthetics, and thus and so. Those are miserable traits of the Khazarian Jews already on your place. That particular lineage, oriented mostly in some obscure and warring planets of Orion, and presented on your place as the short Khazarian evolved elite of Israel. These crossbreeds have infiltrated every government on your globe and now push for the New World Order in order to have control of your world. AIDS was presented by your own people to begin the depopulation in such a way as to have it appear to be God-produced. No, it's a man-made disaster. As far as religion goes, that is a farce also, Anne. The entire secret order comes from the Jewish Freemasonry and Crown of England. It would be nice if there were such simple things as alien abductions and honest visitors. Alas, most of the stories are simply not so. There are many, many craft in your location from a lot of various origins, but they do not hop down and seduce or rape men and women. I repeat, that is set forth for your deception. Do people think differently? Of course, and you can be made to think anything they want you to think. The purpose becomes clear when you consider the stakes of this winner-take-all. I would remind you, dear, that if you had a signed document notarized and witnessed about agreements, it would mean nothing. Their stories are based on fabrication, and there isn't anything you can produce which will prove otherwise. The whole point is to have the world believe that there are aliens who are going to get you while the bastard tribes enslave a planet. About the only thing left with which to unify the citizens of your globe is to push off the old line about a common enemy. There are many exchange visitors in South Africa who actually interchange with the people for studies. We can replicate your species with a simple DNA, as can now be accomplished on your planet. We don't tamper around with your sex organs. If a species is smart enough to get to Earth from another galaxy, they are smart enough to certainly know better than that. What is offered is terrorism in origin and intent right from your place. My suggestion to you, Anne, is to maintain all dignity and present total disbelief to the professor. Go quietly within and ask me for questions as you go. You will surprise yourself. Ask this jerk about MK Ultra, the Monarch program, Bluebeam, Tavistock programs, the Intelligence Intrigue Network, and especially the Montauk projects. They demand proof. You demand proof. Not one of the abductees can produce a shred of evidence, really, that there has been alien anything. In fact, the marks and chips are Earth-made microchips, and that should tell the whole story. Our instruments and technology require no chips or intrusions, and that includes reticulum. Everything is done by light lasers, and programming is through crystalline cells. We don't need to pick up anybody to accomplish that. The facts are, we do not abduct anybody. If we pick up anyone, it is with full understanding, period. These are dangerous games put forth by the disinformation groups, which are set forth as distraction from the real point, and that is a takeover of your world. Yes, the evil is real, and it has just about laid you waste past recovery. The point of the elite is world depopulation, and always someone else has to be blamed. It is the way they play their game. Through deceit, cheating, confusion, chaos, and lies. How do I know? Because if ones are truly interested in truth, they would be beating a path to my telephone connection. But they very definitely avoid it at all costs. I could sit right next to you, Anne, and you would not recognize me until you picked up my energy flow. This is specifically why they have to dump aliens on you who look like monsters, lizards and such. Think about it. To scare a child, you produce monsters, and you are but children being misled. Moreover, God would not frighten you. This might well be more distressing, but I believe you can't find any worse beings than the Antichrist godless beings on your planet. I'm sorry I can't offer you full disclosure, but I keep my word when given. And our agreements have nothing to do with such abductions. By the way, the abductions mostly carried out are nothing more than the removal of useful workers and scientists to put into your underground facilities and off-planet settlements, bases, and are done by your own. Many of the massive figure sightings, such as Jesus in a sandstorm and such, are practice runs for Bluebeam. The mind of man is but a data bank, and it can be made to produce anything. A psychiatrist should, of all people, know as much. Good luck, and I suggest you don't even try to outdo, through logic, such a plant. I cherish you precious ones who dare.
Harvard full man. God is such simplicity. And the stories conjured are so incredibly non-simplistic that it should be your clue. On the other hand, they appear to be ahead, don't they?
Yeah.
And in view of that, since we're going to talk about religion when we get to Lonnie's writing, because he discerned, and rightfully so, that you as a community of believers or thought goal-oriented, what is it that you want? What is it that you actually believe? By its mere definitions makes you, at the very least, a brotherhood or a community. And you see, you can have a community even of Jewish people. For instance, they call, down here in L.A., it's a ghetto, maybe, or whatever would be the proper term for a grouping, Chinatown, Koreatown. This designates a place where one's of a similar background and ethnic and racial similarity will gather, mostly for their social and spiritual expressions. But a community does not necessarily mean in one isolated place. Tehachapi is a community by definition, but it's really a township. Because community really indicates more similarity and more brotherhood than you actually have in a township, especially Tehachapi, where you throw rocks at each other continually and you arbitrarily, politically manage your brothers. So a brotherhood or a community may be scattered to the four corners of the world. But is it a commonality of thought or goal or expression? And man doesn't find it everywhere, is why he continues to seek and may end up here in this community, or he may pass through this community and it doesn't fulfill his expectations and he'll move on. Or he may express within the brotherhood or the community, but function basically without it or in another location. And yet you get your boost or your camaraderie by your sensual thought processes. I don't believe it's quite like the Catholics. I don't believe that it's like the Pentecostals. So you will break down your structure into various and sundry doctrines. And maybe as an example to really clear that up. I don't know that this will do it, but I hope that it might help. You see, ones are just continually at each other in Bosnia, Herzegovina, the Muslims, the Bosnians. You don't even know what in the world they are. They don't either. They got along just fine until somebody politically came along and told them something. Now they hate each other. Let's go kill everybody. That's not God. That's organized chaos. And it's thrust upon people who do not know. They don't know why they're doing this. They're just happy, you know. This little group goes in and captures some big guns. Nah, now we can go kill some more on that other side. Why are you mad at them? Well, I don't know, but But now I can really do a good job. I got their guns. And let's look at Ireland. Why would there be so much pain between Ireland, the Irish Republic, and the covenant land of the crown? You see, they don't even know they're on the same side run by the Jewish Khazarian Masonic order who stole Christ. They think that they're a bunch of Catholics out of the Roman Catholic belief system on the higher order, and the non-Catholics and those British people who want to come over here and tell us Irishmen how to fight. Those wimps. Those pale little suckers. And we're going to blame it on religion. Christ. I'm going to kill you because of Christ. Spill your blood. I mean, after all, it is through his blood and flesh that saved you, isn't it? This poor man that you ate and drank. That's really godly, isn't it? That somehow there will be magic in a cup of wine you call blood, and then when it gets a little more coarse and realistic, we'll really drink blood and pretend. That is human physical. Otherwise, you just hold your hand out there and say, I'm going to pretend now, and I'm going to drink, and it will remind me of Christ. The invisible is in this hand. When you kill something and let its blood so that you can drink it and pretend it is something else, that is physical. Blood itself is physical. And that's what's wrong in Ireland and England. One element says, you've stolen my religion. You're going to force yours down my throat, and I will not take it. And neither one of the two guys out there cutting each other to bits have any notion whatsoever that neither one of them any longer have Christ. But you have war. And you have played right into the hands of your very enemy to ensure depopulation and destruction. And that the ones who aim for the power will get it. And whoever is left is going to be smashed, broken, enslaved. Now, what has been written this week, I hope everybody will pay close attention to. It looks so biased, so bigoted. You are people of the lie. You don't even know about the real Holocaust for what the lie projects upon you. Millions and millions, 66 million Christians were killed by the Khazarian Jew communists. Thousands, 10,000 young Polish, the cream of the crop of Poland, murdered and buried at Tatyan Forest. You don't hear about that, do you? And a little slap on the wrist, some little Jewish teacher divides her little group up into the dark hairs and the white hairs, and then lets these little dark ones be put through a pretend gas chamber by the little fair-haired ones. And what does she get? Suspended for a couple of days. But we all understand she just wanted to impress upon these children the Holocaust and never let it die. keep the lie alive at all costs. Take away your constitutional right of speech, and you can arrest, incarcerate, and forever keep that lie alive. Well, it's too big now. It got too big. It got too big, and it's in your dooryard. It is too big to be solved anywhere else in this world except the United States of America. And if you don't do it, you have doomed this world to going down. It's too big. And who is going to lead? Who are you going to get? Well, we got to have somebody really godly. Why don't you just show up, sir? No, thank you. I've been struggling since Akhenaten's time just to get you to hear. No, thank you. Well, we can't have anybody who doesn't know as much as we do, even. Why not? They're good at what they do. And I'll tell you something. When you watch your enemy really get in trouble, he's going to start bargaining if you've got anything to barter with. And you've got something to barter with. You've got the ear and the eyes of the people now. And it might just be worthwhile for some of these committee members to get on your side, or they're going to go down to this adversarial monster, this beast, because it got too big when they weren't paying attention. They think they can control it. Yes, they can. But if they don't, pretty quickly now, it's too big. And if you can begin to get your voice back to be heard, remember, less than 3% are against you and less than 1% forms this element. For goodness sakes, that's not many. They've just got all the power, haven't they? Well, they do not have the power of masses. On the other hand, if you let the masses rule, you will have total anarchy. It will be worse than enslavement. You'll kill yourselves. Just like the children do. Pop, pop, pop. Oh, I just didn't have anything better to do this afternoon. And I was watching this television program, and I don't know, something in my head said, go kill somebody. It's that simple. And they're really hearing something in that head, just very selectively. So I would like, EJ, for you to read what I wrote this morning, because I want that in your minds as we move into what Lonnie has said, because you are classified as a religion under all the ramifications, and it's true, and that can serve you very, very well.
Sunday, November the 20th, 1994. How can we see clearly that which is? Just as the dawn breaks through an increasing light and glory of that which it hearkens with increase, so too can each and all recognize light and beauty from out of the seemingly dark morass of unclear vision. In the nighttime, you see less clearly than in the early dawn, but never without assistance can you see as clearly the objects about you as at, say, midday. However, in the midnight, without distraction, the spiritual light and knowing are seen far more clearly than at midday, in most instances. There is such difference in darkness because of spiritual ignorance or unknowing and simply not seeing. Spiritual knowing is recognized by the emotional feelings within, wherein the soul is lighted in recognition. Besides, even the darkness of a midnight on a moonless night, there is not total darkness, for the cosmic lights flow all about you, some within and some without your ability in human format to see. Why? Because in the physical explanation, it is that there is no reflection, only absorption within that which the light strikes and passes. When all can be matched in frequency, these things will be invisible and one within integration to express as will. In the moment is all there is for the human to experience. What passes is memory, and what is to come is but vision expressed through the emotions of hope, fear, and thus and so. Even in the moment, there is no actual reality, for the mind cannot separate the dream from the reality, for reality is actually that which is unseen, while manifestation is that which is simply projected for the physical senses to experience. So how do you find balance? By looking closely at that which I have just expressed and offer reverence to just this moment, which is all you have, the last moment being gone and the next one not yet arrived. If you can work within this philosophy, within your experience and expression, you can accomplish anything the mind can imagine. How, my dear ones? You have everything within the universe from which to draw and create. Your power will be in the knowing that this be true. Out of the ugly comes beauty. Perception is all you have with which to measure the moment and that which seems to be occurring as you walk your path. So you complain that I offer you only that which is ugly and horror-filled while claiming it to be but truth. Ah, but how can you measure beauty without that which is unsightly? In every moment, no matter how dastardly and terrible, there is beauty. Perhaps it is only the beauty of seeing truth and uncovering that which is hidden and presents the insanity of experience. Perhaps it is the moment of seeing your enemy for that which he presents, and seeing that he is limited, for in light there is power and creation, and within the dark limitations there are only things of which he can deprive you of holding. You are universal, while the adversary is limited to his expression in dimensions of such density that he must literally change his being to grow. You who would grow in light will only have a choice to make. The enemy is dense and anchored in evil intent. And even though he may well do something which helps you, he has no glory in the moment, for he has forgotten that which he so desperately seeks, God his Creator. When you realize that you have no limitations save those you place upon selves, you shall begin to flourish in the physical expression as well as within the spiritual, for you will utilize the gifts you create and gather for the continuing journey into light. Why have you no limitations? Because within God, man is universal. Higher, universal man, human. Humanoid is not higher, universal man. But one with the universal one is universal in its sameness. You will realize as you move into realization that you have made your yesterday that which it was. But can you live in yesterday? No, so release it with retention of whatever lessons were given or experienced which allow for growth toward universal truth and light. If you cling to the ugly, you will reproduce the ugly. Let us call it the DNA pattern of thought production. If you expect to fail, you shall set the stage for failure. seek the key of success and you shall have only success. The point is not failure or success, but that which you perceive as failure or success. I can example much closer to home for you who seemingly wait endlessly for me to do something, Ecker to do something, Little Crow to fix it, Ron Jackson to do his thing, ad nauseum. When you decide to accomplish your task, nothing will stop your achieving. Why do you not get Ron Jackson's release, if that be your decided goal? Because you wait for someone else to think of how to do it. Why do you not think of how it might be done and lead? Why do you not go forth and find ones who will offer funds in exchange for security or participation? Because you don't know anyone who can do anything? That is not so. You, for instance, if you read Contact, know the people who hold the greatest wealth and are the most powerful on your globe. Ah, but you must make them want to help you. Which one? Why would you not begin with the logical one, who would see the value and security in your transactions? Now comes the hard part, the participation without the taking of the beast as your guide. You have to work within that which is manifest at the moment. You need not take anything, for everything is but perception. When you know the difference, you will know what to do and how to do it. Why do you wait for another to build your day? You have the power to build the day or to rend the day. The day will become whatever you create it to be, perfect or imperfect, good or bad, as you choose to live it in spirit or in the flesh, for the flesh will follow the will of the spirit in intent. When the spirit knows, the mind will conjure the way to follow that intent. Moreover, if your intent be one with God, the universal one, he will not allow you to be pulled from your pathway unto him, because you will have set your course in fulfillment of his greater purpose. If you make these words of your morning as you begin your day and live with the intent, you will achieve that which you demand, for you shall command it within the power which is you and yours. No task is menial. You make of your task of the day whatever you perceive. We always have ones coming who offer anything, everything. Just allow me to serve. Ah, but when the comparisons rise and the ego takes over, one who offered to but take out the trash in order to serve soon feels it is menial for someone else does not labor so hard, or has more status, or has more pay, homage, appreciation, and so on. Do you feed the turkey so that it will be bigger and better to eat on Thanksgiving? Or do you feed it because it is alive and you care that it have food and warmth? You can eat beans, my friends, and be more worthy of God. Does this mean that I somehow wish you no Thanksgiving turkey? No, it is that I wish you everlasting joy and unlimited abundance, and it comes only from the intent within. Think upon these things, for just as you wield the power of life and death over the head of a captive turkey, the adversary of life eternal holds the axe over your head, wherein the decision regarding your expression is extended to your enemy. Ah, but you have the choices, and you have chosen the path of the executioner and puppet master's power, while laying aside your own unlimited power. Just as the domestic turkey is and is at your mercy for life or death, so too have you given into the hands of your enemy the very most glorious gift of God, yourself. God gives light and life and light. Satan gives death and darkness. Just as the viewing of such atrocities daily on your vision boxes allows you to move through living without seeing, so too has become your very way of experiencing. The turkey at the market no longer has feathers and a head. It does not bleed when you cut it, nor squeal when you pull its limbs apart. And yet you do the same to a babe unborn and call it freedom of choice whilst the child is living. But you don't have to look and see that which is done unto the turkey or to the child, for others without care do the dastardly task for you. I would use as example the pet at your home. Let us look at Billy, the young parrot at Dartmouth. The loving joy brought by the living bird is eternal, whilst a poor meal of parrot meat would not even fill the belly. Can you not begin and continue to balance life versus life with these thoughts so that abundance and unlimited gifts be yours? Must you remain so focused on that which is physical in the sensing that you cannot reach out and embrace the reality of living? Do you not see that you grow more like your mortal enemy every day as you blind yourself to truth? You even now accept your enemy, who is evil manifest. You who are Gentiles in humanity expressed through balance and harmony, goodness, are fooled by those who have never claimed to be other than what they are. Only they deny, hide, and lie according to their own rules and commandments. The Talmudic Antichrist calls you Goyim, and they, in their Talmud book of laws, call you cattle. Is this what you want of your journey? To be enslaved and serve and be butchered as the cattle of the pens? Well, it has come to pass. What do you want of the remainder of your physical social structure in manifestation? Do you simply want to be washed along in the flow, right to destruction according to another's prophecies upon you? Not my people. You do not have to meet the demands of your enemy. You do not have to destroy or be destroyed. However, you must work within that which is, lest you be taken out and removed from the play. You must grow up through in wisdom. Believing upon a man will never cut it, dear ones. It is the word of the Christed man in wisdom that delivers the secret of life. It is not the blood of the man, but the thought of the man in truth that offers growing into knowing. It is not the refusing to see the bad which allows growth. It is the ability to really see that which is bad and move into that which is right in balance and harmonious harmony within the universal truth. To simply deny that evil exists is foolish indeed, for bad and good may well be perceptions, but evil exists and is ever present to pull you away from your pathway unto and within God, the light, its source, universal, the one. Every cause has an effect. Every thought has a response. Every action has a reaction, and always the confrontation of choice is at every instance. It is wise to accept the righteous choice, but to ignore the negative as if it were not is foolish, for you will not have negated its existence. You will simply have refused to deal with it, and therefore, through the ignoring, have but empowered it to rise up again and again. Do your choosing an intent of rejecting the evil or negative and accepting and acting upon a decision in favor of righteousness. You have then rendered the evil powerless over you. To simply remain in ignorance is not a worthy choice, for then you never know thine enemy and become victim of the lie foisted upon you. May I example for you? Let us consider the little white buffalo calf which was recently birthed. Is that the miracle? There are several things which make it special, because it is not an actual albino offspring, but still, that is not what makes the importance of the incident. Without reading on for a minute, ponder just what is special about this birth. Why is it special to the Native Americans? Just sit a moment and ponder. Now that you have mostly drawn a total blank on the matter, hearken up. If you don't know the whole prophecy, how can you know the importance? Do I mean that there is more? Of course there is more. Moreover, if you have no notion of the facts or the importance, how expect you to draw proper conclusions? The prophecy includes the birth of a white buffalo, yes. But more important is the death of the calf's father in quick sequence. What does it mean? That is for you to find out, inquiring minds. The most important thing is to stop living in someone else's vision. You can build visions together, or you can build your own, but think. But to think that if you run over and do something or other to a white buffalo calf because it means something to the Native Americans, forget it. It is another's truth or vision, and without knowing, you insult. If it be worthy, it will sustain, and the meaning will become known. If not, find out about it and be respectful and reverent. You cannot ride the coattails of another into the land of knowing and creation. You can learn from another, but you cannot know by using another. We have a few more clicks on the machine. No one else can cross that bridge to infinity for you. That is a journey which each must make for self. All souls will make that journey. It is the destination which is in question. There is a saying which is used by Alcoholics Anonymous which goes something like this. God grant me the ability to change the things I can, accept the things I can't, and the grace to know the difference. Sounds good? Well, it is only partially worthy of attention. God will grant you grace to accomplish anything, and the accomplishment will always reside within self. There are no things which are left unchanged for the better if self is changed for the better, and that is grace. This has another name. It is called self-responsibility within the laws of God and creation. We could go on and make flowery speeches and give you rousing pep talks, but truth, light, love, God, and grace are simple and open. To live in this manner within these guidelines of these emotions offers the infinite goal, peace within the knowing. It is simply that you can experience within that which is perceived and realize that it will be just fine if you do not change your pathway and goal of radiance. Only you can choose the light you shall serve unto the world. If you place your light within the casings of substance through which no light can pass, then it be your choosing. If you offer up your light through the polished crystal of the finest transparency, so shall your brilliance be allowed passage. All you need do is present your light. Another must choose whether or not to use it. Just as God offers the light of his sun, so too can it burn or nurture. It is through the wisdom in the receiving which is, in the ending, of importance. If the sun bake you to death, it is stupid use of same to willingly stand forth in its mighty strength. God gives you choices in free will to consider these alternatives in passage. By the way, once you hand over your freedom into the hands of another, you may well not have a choice as to whether you stand in the ice or the warmth. For, as the turkey in the pen, it is stuck with what is allowed by the master of the pen. May ours always be to live in radiance.
Da hope.